And this is a momentous moment for New York. But this fits into a bigger picture. A much bigger picture about where our energy comes from in this country. And how our communities are treated by governments. And how our communities are treated by industry and corporations. We've had this victory in this battle. But there's pipelines. Just recently, National Grid just pulled out of their investments in Cape Wind, a huge development towards renewable energy. The reason they pulled out? Because they're speculating on the Constitution Pipeline, the Northeast Direct Pipeline, and the AIM project. And why are they speculating on that? Because they're still drilling in Pennsylvania. So our fight in New York is about the future of renewable energy. The governor has now given lots of money to make that go forward, and that's a wonderful thing. We should all be very proud of that. But we can't let New York be an enabler to fracking in Pennsylvania.
Yep. Yeah.
Conduit for the destruction in North Dakota that you can see from a satellite.
Thank you very much.
Coming through on bomb trains and being loaded on the Hudson and threatening this incredible river. And all the people all across the Midwest, all across the top of New York and to New York City. And you know what all that means? Is all that's going to the industry hub that runs from New Jersey to Philadelphia. Right now, all those old refineries and gas facilities that have been sitting idle and sold, and people are trading them, and the property value just keeps dropping down because they're toxic. All of those are getting bought back up because industry is ramping up because of the Bakken oil, because of the Marcellus Shale, and because of tar sands they want to bring down from Canada and offload it all. So this victory that we just had is historic. It's an amazing victory. Before I go on, I just have to say a couple of things. Going back to 2007. So a lot of people have mentioned when with this fight. In 2007, you couldn't get this many people in a room to talk about fracking. And I also, all the people that busted their butt to come out to all these things and got mad at each other. But we got past that stuff. That's incredible. And that fits into what I just witnessed this past summer with the climate march. I saw organizations talking to each other and working with each other that didn't like each other before. And who led the march? That march was led by indigenous communities and people of color and the whole environmental justice community. And that infrastructure fight that I'm talking about, all that stuff, that's who gets stuck with it. We can stop it in New York, but they're going to get it from someplace else. We have to stop the infrastructure. We have to stop where it's going to, like the CPV power plant in Orange County, but near Minisink, where Governor Hatt he's in the process of getting lobbied by the industry for a power purchase agreement. We need to call the governor and say, don't offer them a power purchase agreement. We don't want to frack Pennsylvania. And I'm probably way over my time, and there's more speakers. And I just want to say one thing to leave people with, because I know that one of the big reason that all of you are here, you're not just want to change the world. That's how you didn't start out 7 years ago or 5 years ago or whenever you got into this fight. You got into this fight because you love where you live. It's because you love this place and you love the people in this room and around the state. And keep that in your hearts as we keep going forward. Thank you.